When I said some part of the intelligence is good, some part of the intelligence is not so, is bad, what do you mean by that? So Prabhupada writes in a letter that we are meant to use our intelligence to control our enjoying mentality, but our problem is that we are habituated to enjoying intelligently. So enjoying intelligently means that we enjoy in a way that we cover our tracks, that nobody comes to know about it. So, say, this can go at any levels. Say somebody may surf something wrong on the net and then they do it on an incognito, or they cover up, they delete the browser history. So here, we are succumbing to the mind, but we are using our intelligence how to do it in such a way that I'll not be caught, I'll not be detected. So the mind, the intelligence can be used. So for us, sometimes the intelligence restricts, no, don't do this. Sometimes the intelligence only plans, oh, you can do it this way, you can do it this way, you can do it this way. So the some part of the intelligence works to reject or resist temptation. Some part of the intelligence will work to rationalize temptation. Hey, there's nothing wrong in it. What's the big deal about it? Or some part of the intelligence will look up to cover up the indulgence. So basically, Shastra has to be our pramana. When something is prompting us, you know, this is how I am thinking. Is that right? Is that wrong? So if Shastra is a reference point, Guru Sadhu Shastra, then when the intelligence does something, is this right or is this wrong? So in Kali Yuga, even materialistic, atheistic people are extremely intelligent. There are people who write books about atheism. There are people who write books about materialism. So there's some very aggressive feminists. Now, Prabhupada would say that men, women, when they unite, woman has to become pregnant. Man goes squat free. So that's why, so the Prabhupada, so that is the way nature has tried to restrict the thing. So now some feminists, they say that actually nature has been unfair to women. So they say pregnancy is biological slavery. And abortion is women's tool to liberation. So the slavery that nature has imposed upon women, through abortion, we liberate ourselves from that slavery. So this is such a terrible thing. Normally in traditional circles, in most societies, if a woman is not able to have a child, it's considered a sad thing. So in the Western world, they don't say a childless woman. They say a child-free woman. Wow. I'm free from that, you know. So just to come up with words like this also requires intelligence. Or to speak of, write books about it. So there is the intelligence which is used to rationalize wrongdoing. That is the corrupted intelligence. And the intelligence which is used to resist and reject wrongdoing, that is the good intelligence. Does that answer your question?
My question is, how one part is good and intelligent and other part is bad intelligence? What example you are giving? One person is completely...
No.